Green June beetle is found throughout the eastern and southeastern United States in the yellow marked area. You can see the adult in the left and the larva in the right. And the larva is very unique because when it's active at night, it kind of wriggles on its back. The life history, there's one generation per year, mostly as a larva feeding on decomposed manure or compost or decomposed hay bales. And then in late June, after forming a soil cell, it'll come out usually after a pretty good soil soaking rain. Then at that point, they mate, and after a week or so, they'll get hungry and start looking for fermenting fruit. And that's what mostly I'll be talking about today, is the damage to fruit. But one of the things I did this year was ask people across the Southeast what kind of damage they were getting from green June beetle. And cumulatively, they said there was about 34,000 acres of fruit and turf every year that can be damaged. And you can see the fruit in one picture and the turf being damaged in the right. The lower part of that picture shows this area right here shows the composted area of the turf. And this is the greener area is where they were using synthetic fertilizer. And this totals to about $3.6 million in losses, either to yield loss or spray costs. I ranked the different crops for potential for damage, and you can see grape seems to be the main crop that's damaged, and that's because there's a number of cultivars that mature during the flight period of the adults. Then peach and blackberry are similar, and you'll notice that some states had some problems with damage in turf. Okay, our goal is to develop a mass trapping or attract and kill tactic against green June beetles, but we have several questions to answer. First, what attracts the green June beetle? We know they're attracted to fermenting fruit. Is there a lure that we can develop? And are there any effective toxins? Because right now, 7 is the only registered insecticide against green June beetle in most fruits. We do know that they're attracted to fermenting fruit, so that means that yeast probably play a role. And this is our bioassay that we use for assessing this. We have a landing arena that has a bait cage, and it's in a Latin square that we re-randomize after each run. And then we have different treatments of different purees with or without a bactericide or fungicide. And here's the results showing that fungicide stop the green June beetle attraction, indicating some kind of yeast involvement. And you can see that feeding on puree that has a fungicide, which was nystatin, pretty well knocked out any attractiveness. It was even less attractive than just beetles feeding on glucose, which is pretty amazing. Using a bactericide with the puree, it did drop down the attractiveness slightly from the natural lure, which is just beetles feeding on puree. Okay, there's some known attractants. Muma back in 44 noted that hexanoic acid was attractive to green June beetles. And this is probably some kind of fermentation product. Wiley got excited in 1969 when he noticed a paper by Fleming talking about all the oils that were attractive to plant oils that were attractive to Japanese beetles. So he tried most of those, and none of them were attractive. But he did happen to have a molasses trap out there with yeast, and he was catching gallons of green June beetles. Landolt also noted in a paper in 1990 that isopropyl alcohol attracts green June beetles. So then recently, Bartelt and Hossein defined yeast fermenting peach volatiles, and noted that when they generated a nitidulid mix shown here, that this was very attractive to nitidulids, which are fungus beetles. Similarly, Lopez in 02 patented Mix M, which was derived from the odors derived from guara flower, which was attractive to heliothines at night. But he found that phenylacetaldehyde and 2-phenyl ethanol were very attractive to the green June beetle. And then you could add methyl 2-methoxybenzoate to it and increase attractiveness slightly. But adding limonene or methyl salicylate didn't really do much. And I'm highlighting the blue compounds because these are all similar across these slides. We did a similar profile study of the odors of green June beetles feeding on apple and peach and nectarines and came up with this list of compounds. You can see the first four or five are similar to those of other authors in the past, but there's some unique compounds like hexanoic acid, propanoic acid, cyclohexane, or carboxylic acid, which are kind of unique to the green June beetle. Evaluating attractants. Another randomized complete block design, we modified a Japanese beetle trap. We enlarged the funnel area so it would allow the green June beetles to fall through. And we were catching gallons of green June beetles in this test, so we had to go to a 3-gallon box to collect these things. And then we just measured volumes of beetles to figure out how many we actually captured. We had different lure dispensers, floral polycon for the Mix-M, cotton wick for the isopropyl alcohol, and a wax oil water emulsion for our nitidulid, because there was both water and oil compounds in there, soluble compounds. We had several test solutions. Here we have Mix-M and nitidulid together and Mix-M alone, and these were both more attractive than the natural lure, but that very first test in 06, we found out that if you let the natural lure of beetles feeding on fruit, you let that ferment for a couple of days, you can increase the ferment or the volatiles, and then you see in August 8 when we did that, the natural lure was as attractive as the Mix-M or the Mix-M plus nitidulid. And we're still trying to perfect our green June beetle blend. We haven't quite figured out how to get all those compounds to emit the similar profile as the natural green June beetles feeding on fruit. This summer we mass trapped over 41,000 beetles in 12 traps using either Mix-M or isopropyl alcohol. And you can see if you dilute the isopropyl alcohol, you knock down its attractiveness by half in this case. These are the baits that are equally attractive to green June beetle at the moment. Mix-M, you can see the components on the left column, or the nitidulid blend, and then the combination, and then the one component, which is isopropyl alcohol. Those are the four combinations that we tried. Okay. Only 7 is registered for green June beetles, as I said. So we wanted to see if there are some others that were effective. And we dipped fruit in to develop a feeding bioassay. We had 4 replicates in these jars, 10 grapes dipped in a solution of a field rate of either synthetic compounds that we thought might be effective. They're listed here against 7, the standard. And then also we were looking at some organic or OMRI approved compounds to see how effective they were. Then we fed them the treated grapes, and then we assessed death. Here you can see Danitol, Asael, and Octara after 72 hours were all killing at least 85% or more. There's no difference between those three. 7 was only killing about 47%, but that was still better than the Czech. And then you can see the BT, Tenebrionis, and Rotenone pyrethrin were killing similarly as 7. We dipped the green June beetles in it so we could get a contact bioassay. Here's the jars showing a series of dilution solutions from 2x field rate down to 0.06 field rate. Again, 10 treated green June beetles feeding on untreated grapes. Here you can see the Danitol was killing 95% at about a quarter field rate. You can see anything to the left of this vertical line is the field rate. So you can see that almost all the rates we were using were working. 7 was killing at about a half a field rate when you dip the beetles themselves, so contact is very important. And then Octara was taking about a 4 times field rate to kill. So in conclusion, we found mixtures that are equally attractive to green June beetles, Mix-M, Mix-M plus nitidulid, or 91% isopropyl alcohol. We were able to mass trap, and Danitol, Asael, and Octara killed over 85% as a feeding bioassay, and lesser rates killed over 100% as a contact bioassay. So we want to demonstrate effectiveness of mass trapping next year, determine if the mass trapping prevents damage, and also develop maybe a test for attract and kill formulation, something similar to the previous speaker. And these are all the acknowledgments of people that participated in this project. Thank you.